Hey there, friends, it's Nick, and this is episode 376 of the Story Hacker Podcast. And I'm going to talk briefly about Ruth Ginsburg, who's an American Supreme Court Justice who died a couple of days ago. Obviously, I'm a Brit. I'm not really particularly clear on how the law works in the US, but obviously, this is the high court, the highest court in the land. And Ginsburg had been on that court since the early 90s, I think. But I came across a lovely piece by a chap called David Post, who was a law clerk for Ginsburg on a couple of occasions, he says. And he's talked particularly about how she helped him learn to write. And I think it's so relevant for us, you know, whatever story we're telling, whatever plot we have, whatever arc we have, whatever questions we're asking, all those kind of things, the words still matter, right? And I thought, I'm just going to share with you just this one paragraph from his piece on Reason.com. Most of what I know about writing, I learned from her. The rules are actually pretty simple. Every word matters. Don't make the simple complicated. Make the complicated as simple as it can be, but not simpler. You're not finished when you can't think of anything more to add to your document. You're finished when you can't think of anything more you can remove from it. She enforced these principles with a combination of a ferocious, almost a terrifying editorial pen, and enough judicious praise sprinkled about to let you know that she was appreciating your efforts, if not always your end product. And one more rule. While you're at it, make it sing, at least a little. Legal prose is not epic poetry or the stuff of operatic librettos, but a well-crafted paragraph can help carry the reader along and is always a thing of real beauty. Now, of course, as a writer, leaving aside all the story stuff, as a writer, I love this. You know, it contains, I guess, in a way, the two most important things, which are to get rid of all the extraneous stuff, you know, when you write, you know, omit needless words from, if you've ever read Strunk and White, you'll recognise that one. Omit needless words, but also make it sing. And of course, that's not just about the message, it's about the words you use to convey the message. It's about tone and metaphor and rhythm and salience and all those kind of things. And I think it's fantastic to think that, yes, legal prose is not epic poetry, but it's fantastic to think that whatever you're doing, whatever you're communicating, whichever audience you have, just making the words work a little bit harder, making them sing, can make a big difference to how your message is received on the other end. And you know, I'm certainly someone who's, you know, I don't know how many thousands of emails I've written over my life. But a large part of the time I've spent doing that has been working on not just the message, but just the rhythm and the poise and the drama of the language. And I think it's really interesting to know that someone who got so high up in American law, in lawmaking, put such an emphasis on language. Because whatever we're telling, it's our story, yeah? And we know, don't we, that our story means business. Thanks for listening.